Sermons from the Journey is an audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Rebecca Clark, pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church in Montpelier, Vermont, and blogging online at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening.
On Sesame Street, the little song about one of these things is not like the other, and there would always be like, you know, three kids all playing ball and like one kid in the corner in the picture jumping rope or something, or three apples and one orange, and that was the game, right? That was one of these things is not like the other, but it's kind of the same, but it's doing its own thing. That reminds us of our Roman officer, our centurion, in this story, in a couple of ways, reminds me of him. So, to be clear, this is a Roman army officer, right? And Israel is occupied by Rome. So it's its own nation, kind of, but it's under the authority of Rome and under the occupation of Rome. Now, unlike most places that Rome conquered, the people of Israel had been conquered so many times that those who conquered them learned an important lesson, and that was that you could kind of keep control of the nation of Israel as long as you didn't ask them to give up their religious practices. But if you tried to make them worship your gods, they got really angry, and they wouldn't do it, and they would revolt and rebel. And this had happened most recently with the Greeks when they had conquered Israel. And the story that we might be a little bit familiar of Hanukkah arises from that time, a revolution, a rebellion against the occupation because they were trying to force the people of Israel to worship gods other than their own and to profane their worship of Yahweh, of the one God. So the Romans learned from this and learned from the previous history of those who had conquered Israel and decided that they were going to give the Jews a pass. They were going to give the people of Israel a pass. They could worship their one God. But they were the only people in the Roman Empire who were free to do so. Otherwise, if you're a Roman citizen, you have to worship the gods of Rome. You have to give sacrifices and pay tribute to Caesar and to the gods of Rome. And to make sure that the peace was kept, religiously and civilly, they had regional governors and overseers, and they had army officers in every town all over the place. So this is where we get this army officer. He's one of the people sent here in Capernaum, and his job is to keep the Jewish people in line, to keep the people of Israel under control. He's different. He's not like the people that he lives with. He's a Roman. He's a bad guy, or should be in their eyes. He's there to keep them under Rome's thumb. But instead, he does something very different. He loves them. One of these things is not like the other. He loves the people to whom he's been sent to try to keep them under control. He loves them, and he doesn't just sort of say he loves them. He loves them so much that he helps them build their meeting place, their synagogue. That's their religious meeting place. Now, if there were any hint, any suggestion that he were involved with the worship in this meeting place, that's a capital offense in the Roman Empire. And certainly for him, that would be the equivalent of treason. He would lose his position and most likely his life very quickly if he were in any way thought to be worshiping alongside the people of Israel to whom he's been sent to keep the peace. But he loves them. And so he helps them build their synagogue, their religious meeting place. That is curious. That is not like most centurions, most army officers sent to occupy Israel. And like so many people in that time and place, he has servants. He has slaves, is the word in the Bible. We tend to make it nice when we read it nowadays and say servant, but they're slaves. They're owned as property. And he has this servant, this slave who is sick, and he does something curious again. He really cares about this servant. He loves him. And in loving him, he doesn't just sort of think, well, he's a nice person, or I hope, you know, he doesn't get sick and die because then I have to get a new servant and I don't like doing that. He reaches out to solicit and to find healing and help for his servant when he's sick. It's not enough just to feel that nice, cushy feeling of love. He wants to do something about it. And he reaches out where? Not to the medicine man on the corner. He doesn't make sacrifices to the Roman gods and cut open chicken livers and do all sorts of weird things to us, but maybe he does. Maybe he does that first and it doesn't work. But he reaches out to the Jewish Messiah, to the person that the people in his community, when they meet in this meeting house that he's helped them build, are talking about being the Son of God. If there's any indication, any inclination, that he might also be in some way reverencing this man, some way thinking that he might be God's chosen or God's son or a prophet even, and joining in the worship of the one God that sent him, again, that's the equivalent of treason. Here is a man unlike most men in his position, a Roman amid the Jews, a person motivated by love in a world where that wasn't as common and certainly wasn't rewarded. He allows himself, even though he's different, even though he stands out, even though everybody in town knows that he's the centurion, the officer sent to keep them in line, he allows himself to become part of the community. He becomes so much a part of the community that he loves the people. And we know he loves the people not because he says he loves the people, but because the people say he loves us. He loves the people so much that he lives that love out loud in action. Whether it's action out of love for an individual person to seek healing when that might be risky, or action out of love for the community to build a worshiping space and gathering space for them when that most certainly would be risky. He lives his love out loud, and the community, when he is in need, vouches for him. He doesn't go on his own to Jesus and say, I need help. He doesn't send another Roman officer to take Jesus into custody and bring him to his house to heal his servant. He certainly could have tried to do that. He sends the community, Jesus' own people, to go to Jesus and ask him to come and heal the servant. And the community, most likely unbidden by him, vouches for him. Here is a person who is worthy, Jesus, of your presence. Here is someone who deserves you to do this healing for him and for his household, because he loves our people. And look, he lives this love out loud so others can see it. Here is a person who places love first. And he doesn't think about the difference between him and his community. He doesn't think about the danger that might arise from asking the Jewish prophet, perhaps Messiah, to come heal his servant. He doesn't think about what people might say, that he values a servant who's supposed to be his property so much that he wants this person to be healed. He doesn't think about the danger that it might cost him to be associated with the building of the religious meeting place for the occupied people. He lives his faith, his love out loud. And he doesn't even think that's remarkable or special. He doesn't think he is worthy. It's the other people that come to Jesus and ask him. It's they who say he's a worthy person of faith. He doesn't think he's done anything special. He thinks that's just what you're supposed to do. You give an order and people do it. So give the word and my servant will be healed. And Jesus says he's never seen such faith in all the people he's encountered. It's a faith that breaks down walls between Roman and Jew, between master and servant, between insider and outsider. It's a faith that immerses itself in community. It's a faith that places trust in strangers, first in the strangers within the community and then in this strange person, Jesus. It's a faith that places love first, people first, not position or privilege or difference or what could be lost or what could be dangerous. It's a faith that lives love out loud, that understands that just saying I love someone isn't enough. saying I love a community isn't enough. No, he realizes that in order to live his love out, he has to live as one of them, building their synagogue side by side, asking humbly their respected teachers and prophets, asking the leaders to ask Jesus to help him. Others recognize and see this faith. The community sees his love for them. Jesus sees his faith lived out. He is not like most others. So how do other people see us? How do they see you? How would you be described by your community as a faithful person? As someone who lives love out loud, loudly enough that other people know and say, there is a person who loves me, who loves our community, who loves our people. Would others recognize that you, that we, that I have loved people where they are without counting the cost, without fear for the difference, without observing the boundaries that are supposed to divide us? I'm not always sure of the answer of that for myself. Sure of how well I'm doing. So it's my prayer to be better at it, to be a little bit more each day like this centurion. Sometimes it can be daunting to try to be more like Jesus. That's a pretty big task. So sometimes I start with trying to be more like those faithful people who follow Jesus. And here, this person who is not like the others, this person is one of them. What would this centurion do? How would he live in community? How would he show his love for his servant, for his friends, for his community? It is my prayer to be a little bit not like the others. It is my prayer that we as a church, as a congregation, as a community of faith are a little bit not like the others, that we're kind of the same, but that there is difference in us, that we are people who noticeably live our love out loud, who noticeably have such faith that we trust, despite all differences, despite all obstacles and boundaries, that love, God's love, is what unites us and calls us. Is such faith made known in you, in me, in us? May it be so. Amen.